Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you very much for tuning in. 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. You can send in your thoughts via email, chad@kfyo.com. That's chad@kfyo.com. Coming up here in just a little bit, we'll visit with Mark Davis of 660 AM, The Answer in Dallas, author of a brand new book, Lone Star America, How Texas Can Save Our Country. So we'll visit with him coming up here in about 10 or 11 minutes or so. Still scheduled to visit with Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. You know, I bet here's what it was. There was probably another radio show host who is going a little too long. Either that or they're just trying to avoid us now. whatever. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But scheduled to visit with him coming up here in just a little bit. Of course, we have the ongoing crisis down on the border. A lot of border news that keeps on coming out. And joining us right now, here we go. See, I bet it was. There was another radio show host who was keeping them longer than what they said they could keep them. That's what happens in this business. Joining us right now, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. Lieutenant Governor, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine, Chad, and how are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. Let's talk about the national...
I want to apologize. I was just getting off a show yesterday, and where I was, they had a jackhammer doing some reconstruction two floors above me, and I went across the street to get a quieter phone, and I missed it. I missed the window with you, so I want to apologize.
Oh, hey, no problem. We understand it. It happens out there. We just appreciate you scheduling some time today. And,
you bet.
And let's talk about the National Guard. They're heading to the border. From what I understand, the first sector that they will be going to, 1,000 National Guard troops will be the Rio Grande Valley sector. Is that
That's
correct?
That's right. Yes, sir. What, that is right.
I think the big question out there for many, including myself, is what all will the National Guard be allowed to do? In previous stints, I know that they've sort of been the eyes and ears. They have not been allowed to actually detain people. Will their role change this time?
Fundamentally not. The National Guard will be a force multiplier for the DPS. What we started, you and I have talked about this in the past, what we started 7 years ago, and I didn't do it all alone. The Governor Perry was supportive, but 7 years ago I made up my mind it's hopeless. The federal government was never going to secure our border. And I'm mad, you're mad, we're all frustrated with the federal government. And so starting in 2007, we started appropriating money for the DPS for border security. Now hold on to your seat, I'm not one that ever throws money at a problem, but we've appropriated almost $800 million of your Texas tax dollars. We've got high-altitude spotter aircraft, helicopters, armor-plated gunboats with 30-caliber machine guns. We've got the Rangers in the brush. And we ran a surge operation last September and October and shut down the border from Brownsville to almost Laredo. Shut it down. We could see from the numbers we were stopping illegal immigration, drugs coming in, human trafficking. And then starting in December, I pushed, Chad, I pushed and pushed, called a press conference and asked for Governor Perry and Speaker Strauss to support me on a 24/7, 365-day-a-year surge. And I finally got them on board here about a month ago. And so we started the surge 3 weeks ago. It's already working, but we know... And we know where we want to concentrate, and that's the Rio Grande Valley, because that's where you've got this concentration of cartels. And we want to block, we want to stop illegal immigration, drugs, human trafficking, people that are threats to our country from coming across. But we need more eyes and ears. And so that's why we activated the day before yesterday up to 1,000 members of the National Guard. We envision for them to be, in some cases, embedded with the DPS, in other cases, out as additional front line on the border. And when they see activity, illegal immigration, drugs coming in, to notify the DPS and or the Border Patrol. And we'll go stop them, detain them, and if they're breaking the law, if they are crossing the border, then arrest them.
Visiting with Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. How long do you expect this type of operation to last?
It is my vision that it's going to continue as long as we need to until the federal government is shamed into doing what is one of their constitutional duties, and that's to secure our national borders. In other words, it's my vision that we keep doing this until the federal government steps in and does it themselves. I've been trying, for as long as I've been lieutenant governor, I've been trying to get our Texas congressional delegation, Republicans and Democrats, to face up and double or triple the size of the Border Patrol. We don't have enough people on the border. We've got 2.5 times more police officers in New York City than we have on our entire border. 2,000-mile southern border, 4,000-mile northern border. Remember, we've got a 1,500-mile border between Canada and Alaska. And so until they do this, or until the legislature says stop, we're not going to do anymore, which I cannot believe that we would do. I envision us to continue doing it and sending the administration the bill.
There are some, including some sheriffs, who have said, hey, look, National Guard troops, that's great, extra eyes, extra ears on the border, but what we need is more deputies. We need more people who can actually make arrests. Has that come up in your mind, or is that something that will come later down the road?
No, it's coming up on a simultaneous basis. I was talking to Chairman Michael McCaul just 2 days ago, 3 days ago. There's a program called Stone Garden where federal funds are going in for the local sheriff's departments. And I was pushing on him, and he's in agreement to try and get more funds to go into the counties. I just wrote a personal check for $3,000 to go into Brooks County so that some deputies and adjoining counties on their time off can go work in Brooks County, because they're down to two deputies, and one works 12 hours and the next shift is 12 hours. So we need more people on the border, no question.
Visiting with Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. At the end of the day, it looks like y'all are going to try to get the federal government to pay for it. If not, where does the money come from exactly?
Well, it's going to come from, if the federal government doesn't pay for it, and I think ultimately they will, but until they pay for it, it's going to come out of our tax dollars, our Texas tax dollars. And quite frankly, some people may be saying, whoa, 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 David, what are you doing? But my question, ladies and gentlemen, think about it. What's the price? Is there a price? Is there a ceiling on what we will invest to keep you safe? Is there a ceiling on what we'll invest to make sure no one gets hurt? Since 2008, ladies and gentlemen, six illegal immigrants have committed 642,000 crimes, 642,000 crimes, including 3,500 murders. Now, what's the price to keep you and your family, your children, your grandchildren safe? As far as I'm concerned, there's no ceiling on this, and I don't want to waste a dime. But if we can't afford to sit and sit and sit. Now, the Obama administration would have you think this is all, the whole crisis on the border has to do with these unaccompanied children. First of all, a lot of them are 16, 17, 18 years old. But that unaccompanied children, ladies and gentlemen, is some 12 to 20% of the 1,000 to 1,200, according to the Border Patrol,
right,
people who cross over the border, Chad, every day. All right, 12 to 20%. I'm concerned about the 80%, the 85%, Chad, and stop these people that are putting your friends and my friends and people all along the border at risk every day.
Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, appreciate your time today. We've got to get going. Appreciate
you
coming on the show.
You bet. Anytime. All the best. Bye-bye.